Now we come to the 24th chapter, and in the 24th chapter, you have the Mosaic law of divorce. When a man hath taken a wife and married her, and it come to pass that she find no favor in his eyes, because he hath found some uncleanness in her, then let him write her a bill of divorcement, and give it in her hand, and send her out of his house. And when she's departed out of his house, she may go and be another man's wife. And if the latter husband hate her and write her a bill of divorcement, give it in her hand, send her out of his house, or if the latter husband die, which took her to be his wife, her former husband, which sent her away, may not take her again to be his wife. After that, she's defiled, for that's abomination before the Lord. Thou shalt not cause the land to sin, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance. Somebody says, well, why was it put on that kind of basis? Well, because God doesn't agree to wife swapping, by the way, which this would be if it was back and forth, you see. But somebody says, but this is a very easy form of divorce, was it not? It sure was very easy. And you raise the question, well, why did Moses then do this? Why was this made like this? Well, the Lord Jesus Christ made it very clear. They came to him with that question. Why did Moses then command to give her a writing of divorcement and to put her away? That's Matthew 19:7. He said unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your heart, suffered you to put away your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. Now he says, from now on, whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, shall marry another, committeth adultery. In other words, unfaithfulness to the marriage vow. And of course, there's been some speculation about 1 Corinthians 7. And I'll have something to say about that when we get to it. I do not want to get into that now, but that probably opens up another reason, another basis for divorce. But now will you notice verse 5, when a man hath taken a new wife, he shall not go out to war, neither shall he be charged with any business, but he shall be free at home 1 year and shall cheer up his wife which he hath taken. In other words, you see, God was protecting the home, even in the time of war, and the sacredness of the marriage vow. Now, these people got to the place where if a wife burnt the biscuits, why, she could be given a divorce. And that was not what God intended. And the Lord Jesus said, it's because of the hardness of your hearts. You know, there are a great many things God permits, that it's his permissive will. But that's all you can say. He permits it because of the hardness of our hearts. And I think that's true in many cases today of divorce. I think that's true today in many homes. And I think it's true today in the personal lives of many individuals. God's been merciful and gracious to us. But let's understand one thing. It's not his direct will. It's been his permissive will. And since it is, it will behoove some of the more spiritual brethren not to be so critical of these folk today. Verse 7, if a man be found stealing any of his brethren of the children of Israel and making merchandise of him, selleth them, then that thief shall die. Thou shalt put evil away from you. God condemns slavery. There's no question about that. And then he was taking care of the poor. Verse 19, when thou cuttest down thine harvest in the field and hast forgot a sheaf in the field, thou shalt not go again to fetch it. It shall be left for the stranger, for the fatherless, for the widow, that the Lord thy God may bless thee in all the work of thine hands. God was taking care of these that were helpless, these less fortunate ones. God had a good poverty program, and the interesting thing is his work. We're going to see it a little bit later on, especially when we get to the little book of Ruth.